Well, what's the update? What's your status?
Status is not good. It's obviously an Almond Street closed right now. Wish I was out there with those guys, but yeah, had some tough conversations the other day where my shoulders, you know, I'm not cleared to go, not medically cleared to go, and I won't be medically cleared to go. So looks like my days of playing BYU football are behind me, which absolutely breaks my heart. It's so sad. I worked my tail off to get back, and it just never got better. Like, I'm dealing with some nerve damage in there that just, you know, I've had multiple surgeries. I've seen, you know, I've got a great staff here that's helped me, and I've seen the best doctors in the world. So, and I've done everything and everything to cross every T, dot every I to get the shoulder to come back, and it didn't. So, such a bummer. You know, it's been an emotional few days with my teammates, with my boys, man. It's hard. It's hard for sure. But, you know, these guys are going to kill it. You know, it's exciting to see this team. Like, the brotherhood, the camaraderie is, you know, the best I've seen in my time here. So I'm excited. Obviously so bummed, man. I'm so, so bummed. But, hey, my best is yet ahead, you know. I'm upward and onward. My, you know, the next step for me is just getting healthy. You know, like I'm not even halfway better on my right side. Like I got to get that nerve back. And so, you know, the doctors that I've talked with, you know, I've been to the Mayo Clinic. Those guys are just telling me, hey, it's a time. You know, it's the time period for me to get back. It didn't line up with playing football this fall, right? I just didn't have the time to do it. And so, my number one goal is to get healthy. And so that's right. That's where my head's at.
What's your conversations been like with your boys? Because I know you've been a leader on this team. So what were those like?
Yeah, obviously, you know, this past off season, right? There was that question in the back of my head. Like, I knew I had some nerve damage in there. I knew it was just more than a little labrum, right? And I could see it in the mirror. I could see the deterioration. So for me, I just wanted to make sure that those guys were prepped, and like I wanted to build a camaraderie with those guys, and just everybody loves each other. It's a brotherhood, it's a friendship, and I really feel like that team is like I said, the best I've been around. So, man, hard, and you know, a lot of tears were shed, but it's all love. You know, those are lifelong friends I have, and I'm so grateful. I'm just so grateful, man. I'm from Utah. You know, my dream was to play BYU football, and I did that. You know, like the fact that I'm here, having this combo with y'all, like, dream come true. So like, it's a blessing, you know. I don't cry because it's over, smile because it happened, right?
Are you gonna be coaching? What are you gonna be doing this season?
Yeah, so I'm for sure gonna be around. I'm not stepping into, like, you know, I'm not GA-ing, but I'm gonna be around with the boys, for sure, an extra set of eyes. But yeah, you know, it's one of those things, it's like, what's next for me? Okay. So figuring that out.
Does that mean you're done with football, or are you gonna try and get it?
Yeah, so I'm done with college football. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm trying to get healthy, and, you know, whatever happens in the future, you know, we'll see that. We'll go from there, but my days of playing college football are done.
Does this mean pro football as well? Are you going
to
try?
I'm just trying to get my shoulder healthy. So, I mean, I'm not saying it would never happen, but, you know, as of now, I don't know if I can completely answer that, Jerem. Yes, sir.
So talk about the guys that are going to need to fill your shoes.
Oh, this is what I want to talk about. This is what I want to talk about.
Let's talk about those.
Yes,
boys.
Sir. I want to talk about them. So we got that back room. It's honestly stacked. I'm so excited. I mean, there's 12 guys in there. Harry, obviously, we saw Harrison Tiger last year. I think Isaiah Glasker, you know, he was injured, banged up a lot last year, and didn't really hit a stride. He's going to be a great. Jack Kelly, you guys have all heard the hype about Jack. Like, as one of the biggest freaks I've seen in that weight room, and he's such a good dude too. Like, he should be a fan favorite off the rip. Ace Kafusi, Micah Kafusi. We have obviously both Moa brothers, Sione and Ice. Ice is moving back to backer, and Ice is the boy. So those two are going to be good. We got Trey. He came from UCLA. He's going to be good. I'm excited about Miles. All those boys. Lucky, like, that's my boy as well. So honestly, that back room, I really feel like it's a plug and play. Every single one of those guys can go out there and compete, and Justin Enna does an amazing job. So, I mean, when you're in that room, you're forced to grow, you're forced to compete. So those guys, I'm so excited about all those guys.
Yeah. Being tackler the last couple of years here, yeah. What do you hope you're remembered for from your time at BYU?
Yeah, that's a great question. I hope I'm remembered just, you know, I feel like I came in and I competed hard, but I did it my way. You know, I feel like I always had some personality to my play. Always had a little personality the way I carried myself, and you know, I never felt like I stopped being me throughout it all. So, like, you know, hopefully just a guy that, you know, young kids can look up to and think, hey, if Ben Byerotter did it, I can do it. You know, that's what I want young kids to look at me and think that about themselves when they see me.
Ben,
appreciate
how much
that.
Will you be around with the team, kind of helping coach? How much?
Yeah. I won't be as much in the day-to-day, but I'm going to be around, absolutely. I'll be at every game. I'm going to be in and out of practices, watching film with the guys. But, yeah, it's, for me, it's I gotta figure out. I got to move on, right? So it's all love.
You've had to watch a lot more than you wanted to the last little bit. What does this defense need to do? What does this defense need to do to get back to BYU defense? I know not quite what you guys wanted last year, so what needs to happen?
That's a great question. I mean, we saw last year, obviously, we're kind of inconsistent. I've been, like, I haven't played, right, really since the 2022 year. But it really is, defense just comes down to consistency, right? First, win first down, win second down, get them into a third and long, right? If we can do that, be consistent, stay healthy, like, you know, I know it sounds cliche. I know it's copy and paste, but that really is. Defense is simple, right? Just do your job. And Coach Hill really is one of those guys that you cannot go wrong with him. Like, I have said it 1,000 times. That dude is freaking fireworks, man. Like, he does a great job. So I'm excited for those boys.